Hello, I am Nimja, and this is a poetic induction. In this file, we're going on a simple poetic adventure. Your mind will visit many places, just like a museum where you're staring at the paintings and traveling inside, or perhaps when you're asleep at night, flying through your dreams. The feeling that we desire to achieve is many and different, a unique experience for everyone, a different experience for anyone. But that's okay. There may be some confusion, some things that don't make sense, but dreams don't have to make sense, and neither does poetry. Descriptions can be anything and everything. Words can weave wonderful worlds of magic and wonder. So listen, listen and enjoy. Of course, even enjoyment is an opinion. Some of you may find something scary, or strange, or weird, or unusual. But that's not bad. Even the things that may feel bad or scary, they are just another emotion, just another dot on the spectrum of sensations. So let it happen. Even the dark can be enticing. The light can be blinding, but also beautiful. Rainbows, colors, grass, fields, blue skies, clouds can be full of wonder as well. I'm sure you've looked at clouds. I'm sure you've seen the many different shapes that clouds can take. I am quite sure that you know about all those different shapes and sizes that clouds come in. Faded, billowing, enormous and small, far away and sometimes close, even embracing you if you walk through the fog. But now we're in the measurements of imagination, the countries of pure fantasy. And in here, anything can happen. Flowers can be taller than clouds. Clouds can whisk by at your feet. Mountains can rise higher than sight or lower than the grass. Size means nothing in fantasies. Size means everything as well. Are you big or small? Is the world all-encompassing or too big to comprehend? So look at the clouds. Close your eyes and imagine a beautiful blue sky of billowing clouds, where you have this feeling of awe. This feeling of amazement where you stare at the clouds, seeing all kinds of shapes, and any time that you see a shape, it already changes. The winds far above you are fast and wild, the heat of the sun changing the clouds as you watch, and sometimes it almost feels like a fast forward of the sky moving faster than it should, like you see in movies. And sometimes it feels like time is standing still. That light dances on the edge of your vision, glittering deeper. Those beautiful clouds beckon you. As you stare at them, you see the most beautiful shapes. You can see anything and everything. You see shapes passing by, you see your thoughts melting away, and every time you have a single thought, it seems to be reflected in the clouds and fades away again. The clouds change, ever changing. The grass around you whispers in the wind. You can almost hear the rustle of each blade of grass, and it feels amazing. Without even realizing it, you almost feel floating, lifted by the blades of grass, floating on them as if they were a sea. You can just feel yourself sway gently back and forth in the wind. And the grass isn't just green, it has all the subtle colors of small flowers hiding between them. Some blue, some red, some yellow. It's subtle, but it's there. From a distance, it looks mostly green, but with patches of small color tainting, coloring, painting the landscape. And it feels peaceful here. It feels nice and warm and bright as you stare at the sky, the clouds, the shapes. You feel yourself looking up at them, and you feel small but safe. You also feel big because of the small blades of grass beneath you, and the clouds look so close you can touch them, and every time you even move, the clouds change. Your every movement seems to influence the clouds. Your every movement seems to change the grass beneath you. And then we actually start to fly. As you reach out to the skies, you join the skies. You fly through the clouds. You feel those billowing shapes of nothing wetness flow around you, reflecting and refracting the sun, little rainbows everywhere, hidden and seen, spread and gathering. It moves around you as you move through it. You feel yourself float, wave, weave and wander. It feels amazing and warm. It feels cold and chilly, but it also feels magical. Calming. There is no choice here, no need for choice, there is just the following of the fantasy, desiring the dream. And as you continue, as you fly through the clouds, they become thicker and thicker, the light grayer and grayer. And even though you know that clouds can be stormy, you do not fear anything because you are inside the clouds. And as you go deeper and deeper, the gray around you becomes almost a pure black until you suddenly burst through the clouds and you end up underground. It is quiet here. You can hear the drip of water. You can hear the echo of every breath. You can feel your heartbeat echoing on the inner walls of this cavern. And then, as you look around, suddenly you summon a swarm of brilliant fireflies. They start around you, and then they spread out, spreading out through the cavern. Everything glistens, and you can even see crystals in the wall here and there. It is beautiful. And those little fireflies start to spread out everywhere you want to look. They spread out more and more, moving in shapes almost like clouds. You see all kinds of things in them. They have no plan, they simply move with the wind, with your sensations. And this dark cavern, still mostly dark, looks beautiful in these subtle lights now, doesn't it? It feels safe here, protected from the world, not having to worry about anything more than maybe a cold drop from the ceiling. But those don't bother you at all. You can hear every drop, see it glisten as it passes, a firefly, see it shimmer as it hits the ground and dissipates. See the ripples in the small lakes. And as you fly further, deeper into the cave, you encounter an enormous lake. The surface is flat, perfectly still. The fireflies haven't moved over it yet. They're gathering at the edges. The far end of the lake is too far to see. And above the lake are still stalactites. You can see them in the light of the fireflies, and you know that eventually a drop has to fall, and it does. You are so focused on the ceiling that you can see the drop form as your mind focuses completely on this single, empty drop. You focus and see it form, becoming bigger and bigger, and soon it is too heavy for the stone to hold it, and it falls further and further, deeper and deeper underground, and drop, a ripple in the water. Your eyes stare at the ripple and imagine how the drop is falling further down into the dark surface of the lake, perfectly still, perfectly safe. There's just a single ripple floating over the surface. A single ripple, within its center, a drop that goes ever deeper. And you can see yourself looking up at the surface of the water as you're sharing the journey of the invisible drop sinking down to the bottom of this underground lake. Deeper, darker. And above you, something strange is happening. As you are there on the bottom of the lake, you see nothing. Even the fireflies are too far away for you to see, but you feel perfectly at ease, perfectly calm. But above you, something is happening. Another drop formed. And when it falls, when it hits the surface, your whole mind echoes, reverberates with that drop. When it hits the surface, it is like a deep resounding boom that takes away the last of your thoughts. And even that fades. There is nothing. Pure, safe, nothing. No thoughts, no sound, no need, no worries. And you're perfectly safe here. You're wonderfully protected. In this dark, deep place, you've come here on an adventure, a poetic dream, and you found a place where you can relax. And from here, we go to your garden. Passing through the looking glass, a door opens inside your mind, and we enter a sacred place, your garden. It is a place where you're always safe, where you can frolic and run, where you can lay in the sun and relax, because there's never any pressure here, never any need or stress. Your garden is deep inside your mind, and it is beautiful. And it may surprise you that something so beautiful resides in you, but it does. This garden isn't just inside of you, it is a reflection of the beauty you hide deep inside. It is gorgeous, beautiful, rich with variation, and bright with color. Unlike any other garden anywhere in the world, this place, this moment is yours. Let me take you by the hand. Feel your hand starting to tingle as I take your hand, and I slowly take you back into the real world, past the dreams and poetry. Slowly, very, very slowly, lifting you back into the world. One. You can feel your body getting weight again. Two, your breathing returns to normal. Three, you remember every detail of the dream. Four, enjoying the slow, gentle rise. Five, feeling wonderfully refreshed. Six, almost awake already. Seven, following my voice with a smile. Eight, so ready. Nine, almost awake. And 10, wake. And thank you for listening to me.